Hi, Bernice. Thank you for tuning in. This is your host, Charlotte Zhao. Today was very unexpected in many ways because the person who's been working on the project for the past 2 weeks, a technical person, apparently decided to drop out of the incubator, and sadly was not communicated to me until, well, today when I found out about it from the team, Zinc team. So that was a real shame. I can't believe that he decided not to tell me. Even though there has been apparent communication issues from the very beginning, but you'd think there's basic common sense, really, to at least make your decision aware.
I'm hoping to at least speak to him and understand what he has done. After all, he spent nearly 2 weeks' time building something,
and if the work has been done already, might as well use it. That's what I think is a reasonable course of action, I suppose. It's a real shock. Besides that, I think there are mainly quite a few, I guess, strategy items I should settle on. Like the game plan for the week, for the upcoming weeks. I'm not very clear yet, honestly. Was hoping to kind of make some decision based on the catch up. I was hoping to kind of work with the person for a bit more, but all that is no longer possible. I think maybe that's part of the startup life. Things happen in ways you wouldn't anticipate, but if we were to look outside of the incubator, then the whole world is my oyster. But perhaps my friend is right. Instead of proactively looking for someone, I should just focus on building and passively look for the co-founder. Because after all, showing traction is the most important thing of all, isn't it? Well, that's it for today's reflection. Thank you for tuning in. As always, appreciate your effort and progress. See you tomorrow.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.